before Republicans and Democrats, President Barack Obama is asking lawmakers to end party politics.
The American people are out of patience with business as usual. They're fed up with a Washington that has become so absorbed with who's up and who's down that we've lost sight of how they're doing.
President Obama campaigned on a platform of creating a more unified Washington, and his latest attempt comes after the historically liberal state of Massachusetts elected a Republican senator. But Brian Darling of the conservative think tank Heritage Foundation says he is doubtful change will happen soon.
The actions of this president haven't matched up with his words. He pledged bipartisanship. We didn't see it.
Public opinion polls show most Americans would like to see more cooperation between the two parties in Washington. But finding areas of common ground have proven to be difficult on issues such as health care reform.
When I start hearing that we should accept Republican ideas, let's be clear, we have. What hasn't happened is the other side accepting our ideas.
Strong differences of opinion can also be seen at this unusual meeting where the president answered questions from his Republican antagonists in Congress.
Your administration proposed a budget that would triple the national debt over the next 10 years.
You're making a whole bunch of assertions, half of which I disagree with.
Even within the president's messages of cooperation, he continues to scold the opposition party.
I have little patience for the kinds of political calculations that says the cost of blocking everything is less than the cost of passing nothing. It basically says, if you lose, I win. That's been the politics in Washington for too long.
But Brian Darling at the Heritage Foundation predicts politics will keep both parties from working together as Republicans seek to gain congressional seats in the November midterm elections.
And as you get closer and closer to Election Day, Republicans and Democrats aren't going to want to work together. They're going to want to start creating campaign themes to show that they're the party that needs to continue in leadership or to change leadership.
Darling says who actually wins a seat on Capitol Hill will depend on what happens to the economy over the next few months. That is why analysts say the president is so focused on creating more jobs in his second year in office. In Washington, Elizabeth Lee, VOA News.